From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Reforming Social Security is at the top of President Bush's second-term agenda. According to the system's trustees, the retirement program has promised $3.7 trillion more in benefits than it will collect in revenue over the next 75 years.
President Bush says that constitutes a crisis that requires dramatic action, including diverting some Social Security taxes into private accounts. Opponents argue private accounts would worsen the problem. Furthermore, they say there is no crisis and that the system could be fixed with relatively minor changes.
Over the next 3 days, NPR's John Itzde will examine how Americans of different generations are responding to the debate over Social Security and President Bush's ideas for fixing it. Here's his first report.
As you drive northwest from downtown Phoenix, Arizona, you get visual evidence of the challenges faced by Social Security. First, the huge retirement community of Sun City. Then its sequel, Sun City West, and further on, the palm-lined gates of Sun City Grand. Obviously, America's elderly population is growing. And as the baby boom begins retiring during the next decade, the number of people drawing money from Social Security will boom as the number of workers paying into the system lags behind. The members of the West Valley Biking Club illustrate the problem.
You're lucky we let you in the group. We usually don't let young people in.
3 days a week, these retirees do a 50-mile ride, often taking a coffee break at this snack bar overlooking a golf course in Sun City Grand. Today, they're also repairing a flat tire.
Living out here in the desert as we do, you get these little stickers laying in the road, and they'll give you a flat. Okay, you're right on 100.
Don Pearson looks lean and well-muscled in his spandex bike pants and yellow windbreaker. He's 85, but looks much younger. That's good for him, but bad for Social Security, which is under pressure as retirees are living longer. Polls show a strong majority of seniors think Social Security needs only minor fixes. These guys generally agree. Here's 70-year-old Bernard Kalkhorst, a former electrician, followed by Bruce Thompson, a former engineer who's 67.
I bet my finances on Social Security. Without it, it would be much, much harder to get along in life. And I think it should stay the way it is, you know, because young people today, they don't save anymore or put money away. You know, they're going to find out they're going to need this real bad later on in life.
How about you, Bruce?
Well, the program is extremely good. The biggest thing is that, for all my working years, I was paying Social Security out, but both my parents were taking it. So here I am feeling so good to put money in. Dollar for dollar, it went right back out to my parents, and that's worked out fabulous. The system works. The problem is we're borrowing from it, so then now we're sitting there and saying we're running out of money.
Thompson is basically right. For the past 20 years, the Social Security system has taken in more in taxes than it paid out in benefits, and it invested that extra money in U.S. government bonds for its trust fund. Those bonds will keep Social Security fully funded until 2042. The problem is that Congress and the White House spent the Social Security money for other programs and to pay for tax cuts rather than saving it. That means when Social Security goes to redeem the bonds in 20 years or so, the Congress will have to raise taxes, cut spending, or run big budget deficits in order to make good on the bonds. Economist Kent Smetters, a former Bush administration Treasury official who worked on the president's Social Security Commission, says this is one of the best arguments for diverting some future Social Security taxes into private accounts.
What personal accounts would do is that it would take the money out of the government's hands, put it into what we could really say is a true lockbox, individual accounts that allows us to pre-fund some of these problems without the government being able to spend that money.
But if some payroll taxes were diverted into private accounts, the government would have to borrow an estimated $1 to $2 trillion over the next 10 years to pay benefits to current retirees. Critics say that could raise interest rates and hurt growth. Smetters says the borrowing wouldn't have much effect because it just makes tangible liabilities the government already has.
Okay. Everybody find a spot and spread your arms. Make sure you have enough room.
Across the country in Westchester, Pennsylvania, at the downtown Senior Citizen Center, an exercise class is getting underway. More than a dozen gray-haired ladies in sweatpants and leotards are being put through their paces.
Think about pulling your navel into your spine.
For this generation of retirees, Social Security provides about $14,000 a year and replaces about 40% of the average worker's pre-retirement wages. One in five retirees relies on Social Security for all their income. For two out of three, it provides more than half their financial support. That's true for 69-year-old Barbara Finnegan.
My husband has a small pension. I didn't work full-time enough to pay into any kind of retirement system. I have a small IRA. So I would say it's really most of our income.
Downstairs at the Senior Center, lunch is being served. Seated at a corner table in the warm noonday sun, Richard Marion, a 68-year-old retired developer, and 86-year-old Rita DeRosa, a former office worker, illustrate the ideological divide, which is at the core of the debate over the president's privatization proposal.
I'm 100% behind the president and his program. I think it's high time that we reform the system. And frankly, I would prefer in my working career to be completely out of Social Security and handle my own IRAs. And I think the private sector can do it a lot better. I feel the least amount of government that we have is the best.
I probably am the only one that remembers when Roosevelt inaugurated Social Security. At the time, we were just coming out of the Depression, which had been caused by the stock market. It was verboten, anything about stock. So I go with Roosevelt. Let the government take care of that.
No matter what your view on private accounts, the fact is they would do nothing to close the Social Security funding gap. A leaked White House memo recently acknowledged that will take either tax hikes or benefit cuts. The president has ruled out tax hikes, but potential benefit cuts remain on the table. We'll hear about that tomorrow when we talk with some middle-aged Americans. John Idstey, NPR News.
And if you have questions about how Social Security works or the president's plans for reforming it, now's your chance to get some answers from experts in the field. Here's what to do. Call our All Things Considered phone line at this number, 202-898-2395. Again, that number is 202-898-2395. Remember, we're looking for questions, not opinions, and we'll get the answers to you at the end of the week.
In the meantime, there's information about the economics of Social Security, along with photos from today's story, at our website, npr.org.
This is NPR, National Public Radio.